With some Central Illinois student athletes facing a stretch of double duty, many programs are striving not to spread the players too thin. Joe Deacon reports.
Practice has started for the upcoming high school football season that was delayed by COVID-19 last fall. Yet the truncated boys' basketball season continues through the end of next week. This poses a challenge for teams that share players between the two sports, particularly at the smaller schools. Farmington football coach Toby Vallis says about 40 boys there play both sports. He says coaches will shorten the length of practices for each sport so the players don't get overwhelmed.
We basically sat down and we decided that we really didn't think it was fair to make the kids put in more than 3 hours a day. Nobody told us that, but we just felt like that was the right thing to do by kids.
Eureka football coach Jason Bachman says the Heart of Illinois Conference chose to avoid the overlap issue entirely by ending basketball on Friday and holding off football practices until Saturday.
It was a major point of emphasis for our athletic directors in the conference that they didn't feel it was in the best interest of the kid to have the overlap or have them make the decision between two practices, especially with some of the schools in our conference, the ones towards the smaller side.
Peoria Notre Dame basketball coach Tom Locker says it's important for coaches to collaborate so they don't deprive the two-sport athletes from any more experiences in a pandemic-plagued academic year.
We're prepared to do whatever we need to do for the success of the young men in our program and in the football program and in the athletic department. Because really, when it comes down to it, it's all about them getting the opportunity, especially this year.
The first varsity football games are set for March 19th. I'm Joe Deacon.